Now, spaghetti, vermicelli, bucatini, lo mein, there's a wide, wide world of noodles out there. Our guests today are two card-carrying members of the Noodle Fan Club, and they say whether you want an elaborate, tasty dish to share or just a quick and yummy dinner, noodles are there for you. It's Food Friday, and we're talking about noodles and pasta, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite kind of noodle to cook with or eat? Your favorite recipe? Do you like them in soup, with a sauce, straight up with butter? Have you ever made your own noodles, your own pasta? How'd it go? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mike and Stephanie Lee are the creators of the I Am a Food blog. Their new cookbook is That Noodle Life. Soulful, savory, spicy, slurpy. Mike, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And Stephanie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Stephanie, can you start out by telling us just about your love for noodles?
I love noodles. I think I've always loved noodles. They've been one of my favorite foods ever since I was a little kid. And it was just such an amazing experience to be able to write a book about, you know, a food that most of the world has eaten before.
And Mike, there are so many cultures that eat noodles and so many kinds of noodles within each of those food traditions. How did you try to narrow it down and fit what you could into just one book?
Well, we couldn't actually. We had twice, or I think maybe even three times as many recipes, and our editor was just after us. He's like, the book is too long, guys. You can't have this. And over time, you know, we whittled it down, but this is definitely not all we wanted to put in.
Now, Stephanie, I've never made my own noodles, you know, and I'm okay with that, but I always get the sense like, oh, I'm really missing out. They'd be way better if I made my own noodles. You write in the book, not necessarily. We can do pretty well with store-bought stuff.
That's absolutely true. Like, it's super fun to make your own pasta, but like, let's face it, it's really easy to go out and buy high quality bronze extruded pasta. So when you get like dried pasta from the store, like those people that are making it are obviously like experts. So, you know, they know what they're doing. And also when you cook dried pasta, it absorbs the sauce more. So you actually get more flavor in the noodles. Whereas when you're cooking fresh noodles, sometimes, you know, if you're not really experienced, they can fall apart in the sauce. So, you know, store-bought's great too.
And Mike, one tip, and I've heard this from a past Food Friday guest, Lydia Bastianich, if you're buying dry stuff, it should be rough, not smooth. Why is that?
The rough edges and the rough surfaces pick up the sauce better, whereas, you know, with the smooth pastas, it's actually the cheaper kind of pastas because the tooling is cheaper to make. The sauce slides right off of it and you're not really getting anything there. You know, it's just basically eating plain wheat and then you're eating sauce afterwards.
It's Food Friday. We're talking about noodles with Stephanie Lee and Mike Lee. They have a new cookbook out. It's called That Noodle Life, Soulful, Savory, Spicy, Slurpy. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of noodles? What kind? How do you like to eat them? What kind of restaurants do you like to go to for noodle dishes? Do you have questions about cooking them right? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Stephanie, I thought this was interesting, especially with those dry store-bought noodles, saucing the noodles. Can you talk about, you know, the cooking time on that dry pasta if we're going to be cooking it in then with the sauce?
Yeah, so we recommend that you cook it a little bit shy of what they suggest on the package so that you can finish your noodles in the sauce so that when you're cooking it at the end, the sauce is really soaking into the pasta. So you get like a complete bite of sauce. So you get a complete bite of pasta infused sauce. Oh, no, wait, sauce infused pasta.
Either way works for me. I'm good with both.
That's right.
And Mike, using some of our pasta water in the final sauce, what does that do for us?
It emulsifies the sauce. Basically, the starch in the pasta goes into the water. And then when you put that water back into the sauce, it makes the sauce thicker and glossier.
Now, you've shared a few recipes with us. We've got them up online at WPR.org/Food Friday. And you've got some, you know, serious project type recipes. And you've got a whole chapter on kind of quick and easy recipes. Let's start with one of those, Stephanie. This one sounds great. Spicy sesame chili oil noodles. Can you tell us a little bit about this recipe?
It's kind of like a take on sesame noodles that you get from takeout, yeah. But instead, mostly those are made with like peanut butter. So This is a bit more traditional, made with Chinese sesame paste. And then we have like some chili oil and there's some Chinese black vinegar, which these are ingredients that like are easily found online. But we also included some substitutions if you need them. So you can use stuff like tahini or just regular balsamic vinegar. And it's just a spicy, nutty, savory, tangy, like really savory noodle dish that you'll want to eat more and more of.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. John is with us in La Crosse. John, hi.
Hi. I just thought I'd comment on my favorite noodles are those made by Hua Ki in Madison. A wonderful northern Chinese noodles made from rice, made from wheat, and they're made in his business. Very good. Another thing, a comment, I wonder if you people on our show here have ever made your noodles by hand, like the Uyghurs do when they stretch it from their two hands repeatedly over and over and over until they finally get some, you know, noodles rather than a big mass of dough.
John, thanks for the call. Before I let you go, I think I got some bad news for you, pal. Hua Ki closed a while back. They have really good, they have really good noodles, though. I'm right there with you, John. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh!
I'm sorry to break the tidings to you. Yeah, but John, thank you for calling in. That hand stretched noodles, Mike. Is that something? I think I feel like I've seen video of that. Is that something you've worked on or seen in action?
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways to do it, right? Like, there's hand pulled noodles, which we actually have in a book, right, where you're just kind of slapping them against the table and they get longer and longer and longer. And then there's also hand, I think Stephanie can fill me in here better, but basically, like, you know, handmade noodles where, like, as you pull them, they turn into noodles. And, like, you know, first you get two and then you get four and then eventually you get like 100,000 noodles. Is that what you're thinking of?
That's right. Yeah. There are two kinds of Chinese noodles like that. Like, yeah, they're both made with wheat, like the caller said. And like we have one recipe in the book where you can just pull them and they're really easy to make because you're just making one giant noodle. And there's another one where it's a bit more complicated where you kind of make ropes upon ropes of noodles and then you keep pulling them. But either way, hand-pulled Chinese noodles are definitely really, really delicious. And we do have a recipe for that in the book.
Now, if I wanted to make a Chinese noodle dish at home, the pasta I know comes in different sort of forms and formats than maybe that box of spaghetti or whatever. What should we look for, Stephanie, in the stores as we're buying noodles for our sesame noodles or other Asian style dishes? And I know, again, there's a lot of variety there.
Yeah. Well, for the sesame noodles, you can actually just use any noodle you like. Like, we have definitely eaten that sauce with spaghetti before. But if you're looking for like a Chinese noodle, you can just go for a straight up wheat noodle, and they just call them wheat noodles. Or if you go to the refrigerator section, they have these noodles called lo mein noodles, and those are already cooked. And yeah, or you can even use instant noodle packets and just take the sauce packet out and just use the instant noodles too. That works great.
Now, moving back to Italy, Mike, I understand you're a big fan of lasagna. Can you tell us what grabs you about this? Is the big baked pasta dish there?
It is. And, you know, like, there's, I mean, everyone loves lasagna, so it's not
to go wrong.
To explain
there.
Yeah, exactly. We love it, though, because, you know, like, when we were writing the noodle book, we're like, what is a noodle? And we were discussing the pros and cons of all the different kinds of noodles and filled noodles and things like that. And we realized, you know, lasagna is like just the world's largest noodle that literally anyone eats. So big that it fills a pan. And, you know, that's just something that we just really love to celebrate.
We're talking to Mike and Stephanie Lee about their new cookbook. It's called That Noodle Life: Soulful, Savory, Spicy, Slurpy. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is the best noodle dish you've ever had anywhere? Homemade, restaurant made, traveling, or whatever? Do you have a favorite noodle-related comfort food dish that you go back to again and again? Or do you have questions for our guest about anything noodle cooking related? They probably have an answer for you. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Check out WPR.org/Food Friday for a few recipes from Stephanie and Mike. We've talked about one of them. We'll get into one or two more as we go on. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk about noodles, pasta, and the new cookbook, That Noodle Life. Soulful, savory, spicy, slurpy. Authors Mike and Stephanie Lee stay with us, and you can join the Food Friday conversation at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your noodle favorites, your noodle questions. 800-642-1234 is the number. We'll go back to your calls now. Bruce is with us in Madison. Bruce, hi.
Hi. I have a question on taste. I've had, just like many people, different brands of pasta, and have looked at the ingredients on the boxes, and they look identical, but yet the different brands of pasta taste different. Some taste a lot worse than others. Some taste a lot better. I read that it might be because some manufacturers rush the drying time. I had a question on why is that?
That's a noodle mystery, Bruce. Thanks. Stephanie, do you have a thought about that?
Even though the ingredients might be the same, the ratios or the proportions that the makers are making it with are probably different. So, you know, it's a question that, like, pasta's made, well, it can be made with just water and wheat, but it can also be made with eggs, but then you get all different kinds of ratios within that. And also it does have to do with the drying time as well. And also the machinery that they use to extrude it. So yeah, that's why they all taste different. And also the salt content too.
Thanks a lot for that call.
And I just want to jump in there. Oh, I just wanted to say the reason that the manufacturers rush the drying time is because of real estate. And so the longer the drying time, the more room they need at the factory. Oh. That's why the slow dried pastas tend to cost a lot more money.
Interesting. Okay, thanks a lot for that call. I want to check out another recipe you shared with us. It's at WPR.org/Food Friday. Bun Bo Way. You say it's kind of like a Vietnamese pho soup, but even more fun in some ways. Mike, do you want to talk about that one?
Yeah, it's a lot more fun because, you know, pho is kind of like a universally loved because it's not that neutral. It's a very neutral tasting soup, whereas BBH is what we call it because it's easier to say. It's spicy and it's flavorful. It explodes in your mouth and it's just like a lot of fun to eat. And like there's a lot of meats that you can eat it with. And there's a, you know, it's a thick, chewy noodle, not like quite as tender as pho. And it's just like by far the better version. You know, like if you ever had like a really good pasta and then you go back to like marinara, that's kind of like how it feels.
That is at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's go back to your calls now. Rick is with us in Hayward. Rick, hi.
Good afternoon. So I want to talk about the power of the noodle. I've been aggressively trying to get hired at a high-volume Italian restaurant with no success. I called them a number of times. I just couldn't get it done. So I made a pan of stuffed rigatoni with homemade tomato sauce and Italian sausage, and the owner called me today, and I start next week.
Awesome, so, Rick.
Amazing.
Buying them lunch. Yeah, they don't need my resume. They just needed my stuffed rigatoni.
You could drop the name, Rick. Where are you working?
It's called Marie's Hideaway in Stone Lake, Wisconsin. It's a nice Italian restaurant. They do a lot of business in summer.
Rick, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And, you can drop by down here at the rigatoni sometime, too. I'd appreciate that, Rick. You know, Steph, I mean, we haven't talked much, just the cultural power of the noodles. There's something comforting that I think is a great way to entertain people and win people over, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I think, like, when you invite someone into your home and you serve them noodles, it's kind of like saying, like, hey, like, you're like, a really good friend. You're, like, my family, because, like, noodles, like, kind of have that kind of casual vibe. So I think it just says to someone, like, let's relax and eat noodles together.
And Mike, that was a stuffed pasta. Now you talk about the definition of noodles in the book. Is stuffed pasta still a noodle? Is a dumpling still a noodle? Where do we draw those lines?
Well, that is actually about the line that we kind of came up with. Like, we're like, yes, it's, you know, stuffed pasta is a noodle because pasta is a noodle. And, you know, what's ravioli or even rigatoni, right, if it's not a noodle? And then we got into, like, dumplings like gyoza and, like, you know, like Chinese pot stickers. And we're like, yeah, it's still a noodle. And, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't really know what to say except that you know a noodle when you see it.
Thanks again for that call, Rick, and congratulations. We'll go to Wyatt now in Whitewater. Wyatt, hello.
Hi. I was just, so some of my favorite meals, like comfort meals, have always been like linguine aglio olio and spaghetti cacio e pepe. And I was wondering if you had any other ideas for these meals that are really simple as far as the ingredients go, but kind of elevate all of the, like, few ingredients that they use.
And Wyatt, my Italian isn't so hot. Is alla olio, that means with garlic? Do I have that right?
Yeah, sorry, that's garlic and oil.
Nailed it. Ha! Wyatt, thank you so much for sharing that. So yeah, great. Let's throw that one at Stephanie. Great kind of simple recipes like that that really had to bring out the flavor.
Well, you can always riff on those ones. Like alla olio, if you add like a little bit of miso paste, it'll give you some extra umami. Or if you add some more aromatics that you don't normally add, like instead of garlic, you can go with, I don't know, shallots or something like that. And like, you know, it's basically the same kind of comfort food, but elevating it even more. Or like when you even have like butter pasta, if you take the time to brown the butter, then you get like a nice nutty flavor. And brown butter pasta is actually really good. You should try it.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Stephanie Lee and Mike Lee. Their new cookbook is called That Noodle Life, Soulful, Savory, Spicy, Slurpee. Still time for you to join this Food Friday conversation at 800-642-1234 with your noodle questions or your favorites. 800-642-1234 is the number. Mike, here's one of my noodle pratfalls. When I've cooked with rice noodles, I get the timing wrong. I end up with sort of hot, watery rice mush. How do I not do that?
Well, we always say that, especially with dried pasta and dried noodles, you should trust the timing on the package. That said, we also are guilty of just, you know, pulling one out and tasting it and just trying it that way. With rice noodles, actually, I found that when it comes to getting mushy noodles, sometimes one of the secrets for us is using really rolling, like not quite as hot water as like a rolling boil. And often you get a better result that way.
All right, let's hit some of the basics here. Stephanie, rinse or not rinse when it's done cooking?
Ooh, if you're talking about rice noodles, then you probably do want to rinse them. But if we're talking about pasta, never, ever, unless you're making like a pasta salad or something. But the pasta water helps like the sauce cling to the pasta, ironically. So you never really want to rinse it, because when you're rinsing it, then you're washing all the starch off, and then the sauce just kind of slides off if you use rinsed pasta. So we're not going to rinse pasta.
Okay, but a particular wife of mine says you got to rinse it or it's going to keep cooking and it's going to get too overcooked. What about that?
Ooh, no. Well, first off, like we suggested earlier, you got to pull the pasta a couple minutes earlier than the cook time and then finish it in the sauce. So then you won't have that problem of it overcooking because you're pulling it from the boiling water a little bit early.
All right, Mike. And then cooking the pasta, salt, lots of salt, no salt. What's the rule there?
Well, you know, everyone's heard about the salt to like the Mediterranean, but we actually say, you know, a little bit of salt, because you're going to want to use that pasta water to loosen up your sauce later. So you don't want to over season.
All right. Now I got another recipe from you actually at WPR.org/Food Friday Bolognese. See, there's my bad Italian. Bolognese with pappardelle. You could correct me on that. Stephanie, it sounds really good. I looked over the recipe. Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, well, I really love bolognese sauce, and we actually went to Bologna so that I could taste some authentic bolognese sauce. And this recipe is actually a little bit of a riff, because technically they use ground meats, but we went with whole cuts here so that they're like braised and really, really tender. And then the secret is actually chicken livers, which many people don't know, but it adds like an extra richness, and it's just like a hint in the background, and you can't even really taste it, but it adds an earthiness to it, and it just makes you want to eat more and more and more.
And Mike, Stephanie reminded me, a lot of this book, you've literally traveled the world seeking out great pasta. Can you talk a little bit about your journeys in search of the best noodles?
Yeah, you know, we've been lucky enough in our lives to be able to work from anywhere. So we took that opportunity to just travel, you know, wherever our heart fancies. And that tends to be just pretty much anywhere that there's been good noodles. So, you know, Japan and like anywhere in Europe that serves any kind of pasta that, you know, like is famous. So Bologna, a little bit of France, Spain, that kind of thing.
And Stephanie, if someone's thinking, yeah, I'd like to plan some noodle related travel, what would be your number one destination for them to hit?
Ooh, I would have to say my favorite noodle to travel for is udon, and you have to go to Japan for udon. And I don't know if most people like really love udon the way I do, but it's really, really delicious when you have it like handmade in Japan.
Mike, if I said to you, all right, you've got one comfort noodle dish that you could, you know, have when you need it quick, what is your go-to?
Mine's got to be just a really nice simple sugo with like, if you know, what's your definition of comfort? Because mine is going to be handmade noodles, right? So it's handmade spaghetti a la chitara and sugo.
And how about you, Stephanie?
Ooh, I don't know. I love all noodles, so that's really, really hard. But I mean, right now in this moment, I think what would hit the spot is mac and cheese.
Yeah, you've got a pretty cool, like a, what was it? I read on the book, a Gruyere. It was like a French onion soup, but it's mac and cheese. Mm, tell us about that one. That sounded cool.
Yeah, it's basically like a French onion soup. So you have like slow cooked onions that are caramelized. So they taste like sweet, but with a lot of like depth of flavor. And then you have Gruyere cheese and it's just melty and creamy. And like the noodles are tender and it's just, it's, I don't know, it's just so good.
That sounds fantastic. Mike, leave us with some noodle inspiration, please. What's a less known, less well-known noodle dish you'd recommend we try to cook?
Ooh, putting me on the spot there. Yeah. I want to give this one over to Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
She can like, probably answer better.
Oh, a less a less known noodle dish. I don't know. No. In Spain, they have paella made with noodles.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
like
that gives us a lot to think about. Mike and Stephanie, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Appreciate you having us. Yeah.
That's Mike and Stephanie Lee. They are the creators of the I Am a Food blog, and we talked to them about their new cookbook. It's called That Noodle Life, Soulful, Savory, Spicy, Slurpy. We have some recipes and a link to the cookbook all at WPR.org/Food Friday. And you can still share your favorites over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.